Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 48, Scene 4. Dhritarashtra reveals his mind. After hearing moral instructions from Akura, Dhritarashtra replied, "My dear Akura, you are certainly very charitable in giving me good instructions, but unfortunately, I cannot accept it. For a person who is destined to die does not utilize the effect of nectar, although it may be administered to one. I can understand that your instructions are very valuable. Unfortunately, they do not stay in my flickering mind, just as the glittering lightning in the sky does not stay fixed in a cloud. I can only understand that no one can stop the onward progress of the Supreme Will. I understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has appeared in the family of the Yadus in order to decrease the overburdened load of this earth." Thus, Dhritarashtra gave hints to Akura that he had complete faith in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, Dhritarashtra was very much partial to his family members. In the very near future, Krishna would vanquish all the members of Dhritarashtra's family, and in such a helpless condition, Dhritarashtra would finally take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. In order to show his special favor to a devotee, Krishna usually takes away all of the objects of one's material affection. Krishna thus forces the devotee to be materially helpless with no alternative than to accept the lotus feet of Krishna. This actually happened to Dhritarashtra after the end of the battle of Kurukshetra. So, Dhritarashtra could realize two opposing factors acting before him. He could understand that Krishna was there to remove all the unnecessary burdens of the world. His sons were an unnecessary burden, and so Dhritarashtra expected that they would all be killed. At the same time, Dhritarashtra could not rid himself of his unlawful affection for his sons. Understanding these two contradictory factors, Dhritarashtra began to offer his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The contradictory ways of material existence are very difficult to understand. They can only be taken as the inconceivable execution of the plan of the Supreme, who, by his inconceivable energy, creates this material world and enters into it and sets into action the three modes of nature. When everything is created, he enters into each and every living entity and even into the smallest atom. No one can understand the incalculable plans of the Supreme Lord. And so, after hearing these statements, Akura could clearly understand that Dhritarashtra was not going to change his policy of discriminating against the Pandavas in favor of his sons. At once, Akura took leave of his friends in Hastinapur and returned to his home in the kingdom of the Yadus. After returning home, Akura vividly informed Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram of the actual situation in Hastinapur and also the intentions of Dhritarashtra. Akura was sent to Hastinapur by Krishna to study, and And by the grace of Lord Krishna, Akura was successful. And so he informed Krishna about the actual situation. Thus ends chapter 48, scene 4. Dhritarashtra reveals his mind. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.